This is Who's Talkin' on Fox Sports 910 Richmond. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former Wahoo basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and unique takes like only Frank and Hobbo can. Who's Talkin' is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, TGI Fridays, West Broad Hyundai, LeClaire Ryan Law Firm, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Franklin Federal, TheSaber.com, Stauer Affordable Luxuries, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, Kelleher Heating and Air, Hilldrop Moving, La Mer Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, and by Sarge Reynolds. Now Who's Talking is on Fox Sports 910. Here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, Wahoos, and fellow ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney. We've got Chris Sill to my far right tonight.
How we doing?
We're excited to be here, aren't we, Chris?
Yeah.
And we've got a special guest tonight in studio. This is Harrison Strickler. Say hi, Harrison.
Hi.
All right. We've got none other than Jim Hobgood, my co-host, on the line. Hobbo, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, good.
Hobbo's hobbling.
Yes, Hobbo is hobbling.
My grandson is going to change my name from Hobbo to Hippo.
Well, that's good. How are you feeling tonight, Hobbo?
It's getting better each day. Tip of the hat to our sponsor and friend, Dr. Vince Dalton. He did the procedure last Tuesday morning. He's a very skilled surgeon, and I'm not sure if this was necessarily something that you'd line up to do every other week. But if you've got to have it done, it's nice to have somebody who really is very capable, caring, and I know Vince was particularly anxious to do a good job on me because I think he knows we have microphones, you know. So, but no, he was terrific. Go back to see him next week. But certainly making progress, but trying to get in and out of the studio tonight I thought might be a little bit of a stretch. And I knew Chris Sill was just itching to have a little mic time, so I figured it was time to give him an opportunity here.
You got it. Well, thanks, Hobbo. Appreciate it. Got to ask. It probably helped that you probably were on some painkillers for Friday's game.
Well, you know, Frank and I talked earlier about that. The saddest thing about the game, other than the fact we lost for, 11 straight times now, is there were opportunities where I think we could have taken control of the game and failed to do so, particularly early in the second half where the Hokies had a turnover and then Virginia got the ball a second time and to start a drive in Tech territory and didn't get points either time. So it's kind of frustrating. I'll go ahead and get it out there. I am pleased that Mike London is going to get another year. I know there are a lot of Wahoo fans out there that would have probably preferred to see a change made, and I appreciate where they're coming from, because the main thing we all want to do is see the program be successful. But I'm still convinced that Coach London can get it done if given the opportunity. So we'll just have to see if somebody's going to be right. Hopefully it's me, but regardless, we want to see the football program have greater success going forward, and I think they will.
Very good. Well, no two ways about it. Craig Littlepage, the athletic director at the University of Virginia, announced, I believe, last Wednesday in that media release that Coach London would be returning. And I think a great deal of the focus was on the fact that the staff, which was reconfigured a couple years ago, now has been together, and they're showing real signs of developing a much stronger offense and defense and special teams. And let's face it, 5-7 is a whole lot better than 2-10. Now, could this team have been 7-5 or 8-4? I'd like to think yes, but we also know how hard it is to turn a program around once it gets down. And
I just want to know, what Steve Fairchild ran the ball like 30 times for 30 yards in the first half, I think ESPN showed. He's not a stupid man. I just want to know, what is he looking at in the defense that says, you know what, let's just run it up the gut for 1 yard every single play that first half? That just was absolutely killing me. But
well, of course, you know, the one thing, Kevin Parks did have the one big run that led to a score. He broke one for 40 yards. So I guess maybe they were looking looking for a repeat of that situation. But yeah, it gets frustrating. The coaches. They make the decisions. But I know we all have been frustrated at times with play calling and decisions that have been made. I guess the only thing I would love to see redone this football season was the last 6 or 7 minutes of that North Carolina game, because 6-6 sounds a whole lot better than 5-7. And if we had taken care of business, beaten Carolina like we should have, we'd at least be talking about going to a bowl game somewhere rather than having the season be over. No two ways
about it, Hobbo. Well, listen, we are going to let you run and do some more rehab, because I know you're enjoying rehab. And let's get well quick, because we've got the live remote this Saturday.
This Saturday, and I talked to Tony Grillo today. They still have endless appetizers. They got rib trio, and they got $3.50 22-ounce domestic drafts and $4.50 premium drafts. So come on out, listen to our remote broadcast, watch the Hoos take on the Rams at 2 o'clock, and just generally have a good time. I think we're going to have a good time. Of course, we'll have an even better time if Virginia wins the basketball game. And before I let you go, I know you got Coach Bennett on later. Just tell him Hobbo was afraid on Saturday night if they missed one or two more three-point jump shots that the Bricklayers Union in New York was going to sign them up before they left town.
That's a good one, Hobbo. All right, listen, you have a great night, and we'll be crossing our fingers for a quick and speedy recovery. And we are going to jump ASAP over to David Sloan, former UVA running back who played in the mid-70s, really knew how to carry the rock, as they say. David, are you there?
I'm here. How you doing, Frank?
Perfect timing. You got a great signal tonight. Clear as
awesome.
A bell.
Glad to be coming through loud and clear. I hope I can contribute to the conversation.
No, we were having some fun with Hobbo. He had hip surgery last week at I guess he too many hip checks in basketball way back in the day.
Well, when you elevate off the floor as high as Hobbo used to back in his day, it's bound to cause some damage to your hips.
No two ways about it. All right, so David, what were your impressions of the game in Blacksburg on Friday night in the cold and inhospitable environment known as Lane Stadium?
Well, a very average Virginia Tech team, and a very hard place to win, and one of the few places that I will decline a free ride and a free ticket to. Was much more enjoyable, I think, sitting in the comfort of my living room with a fire going and watching it on TV. I thought it was a winnable game. It was like several other games that we've had this season. A couple of plays made one way or the other, and you're looking at a win to put that despicable streak to rest.
Much has been made in recent days about the play calling, and for that matter, the whole rest of the season. It seemed to me Fairchild had good quarters and sometimes good halves, but rarely good games as the offensive coordinator. Although I felt like watching the game in Scott Stadium the week before versus Miami, I felt like he had the finger on the pulse just right, and he knew when to throw, when to pass, when to run the ball, when to use a little deception, when to use that jet sweep. And unfortunately, I'm not sure that carried over for whatever reason. And it seemed like Virginia was very predictable in Blacksburg. What do you think?
Well, easy to be critical at sitting in the quarterback, in the armchair quarterback seat, Frank. And I'm sure that it is a process that each week the offensive coaching staff comes together and comes up with a game plan that they think is going to be best suited to the opponent that they're facing that week. And it comes down to a matter of making those plays and feeling the consistency of the quarterback, of the running game, of how the receivers are running routes. I can go back. I went to the Duke game, and I thought it was a players. That was a players' loss. I thought the coaches did what they needed to do to put the players in position to win, which is, I'm sure, what they go into every week. They're on the same page with that. And the one thing they can't control is consistency. And I think that was a tough tough spot for us at QB this year, and perhaps that was youth. And I think most people that watched that game the other night would agree that Grayson Lambert had the typical game for what he played like the rest of the season, where he was looked like a pro quarterback at times and looked like a red shirt, looked like a freshman, looked like a kid right out of a high school off a high school field. So, I mean, I think consistency there may dictate some of what they do offensively. So I think it's hard to point a finger. I am old school, as you know, and I can't figure out how teams, and not just Virginia, you watch any given weekend in college football, you'll see teams going into the shotgun, you'll see teams with an empty backfield, you'll see teams doing things that I don't really understand when you have a 6'4", 240-pound quarterback and you have first and goal at the one. To me, those are simple things, but I don't think the game is as simple as it was when I played. But it is still line up and block, and so I don't know if that helps. I mean, I don't know Coach Fairchild, and I'm statistically, we were very much average to below average in terms of the ACC. If you look at scoring offense and total offense and rushing offense and touchdown scored, that kind of thing. The one bright spot we had all season long consistently was our kicker.
Yeah.
I think that's true. And then also the offensive line going into the season was such a question mark. And for a lot of statistics, we had low sack numbers, low rush numbers. So in that aspect, they certainly outperformed. But
absolutely.
I think you're right, Dave. This is Chris Hill, by the way. We're with David Sloan. It's tough to put a pulse on one piece of it, but there did seem to be a lapse in the second half of all these games where just things, for whatever reason, fell apart or they stalled or there wasn't that rhythm that
right.
The team had.
You may
right,
remember,
and I think some of that had to do, obviously, Coach Tenuta did a great job with the defense, and the defensive kept us in the game a lot of times. Much like we're going to see all season long with the Wahoo basketball team, Tony Bennett's obviously doing a great job and a lot of fun, and with the events, I think with the events going on at the university outside of the athletic world, I think what we saw here was a decision that was made to keep a coach who is a good guy, who has been doing some good recruiting, who did show improvement this past season over the season before. The things that you scratch your head about are kind of, attendance questions and fan support. And, you really would like to get everybody on the same page somehow with regards to moving forward with Coach London and his staff. And, there are a lot of question marks now with the staff, too. I mean, I think there's only two coaches that are under contract to return next year. So there's a lot of negotiation that's going to be going on behind the scenes, I'm sure.
You make a good point there. I believe Tom O'Brien's contract expired.
It's only John Tenuta, the defensive coordinator, and then Mike Archer, the safeties coach, that
right.
guaranteed exactly. to come back next year. Everyone else was a two-year contract.
So certainly Wackenheim and Fairchild are probably trying to work things out. Well, David, very interesting season. Today the All-AC team was announced, and there were 10 Cavaliers named to the second and third and honorable mention units. No one on the first team, either for offense or defense. I would have thought at least one or two Cavs would have made first team defense, but that's not the way it worked. Eli Harold on second team D, Henry Coley second team D, Maurice Kennedy and Quinn Blanding were all second team defense. Third team D was Max Vallis and Anthony Harris. On offense, only Kevin Parks was third team offense. And Ian Fry, interestingly enough, was named place kicker on the second team offense.
But, wow.
Not one Virginia offensive lineman or tight end was named to either any of the three teams or honorable mention. And to my way of thinking, for Virginia to get this thing back on tracks and become a team that can win 7, 8, 9, and occasionally 10 games, they've got to fix the offensive line.
Right.
And tell me I'm wrong, or tell me what needs to be done to make it that way.
Well, just got to keep recruiting those big uglies. I think somebody put it very succinctly. And, you know, it doesn't surprise, I mean, just backing up for a second, Frank, with I didn't see any of the ACC teams. I mean, obviously having 10 guys out there, that's very representative of our team, you know, I mean, of the improvement in that team.
Yes.
You know, Ian Fry had a great year, but there's a guy down in Tallahassee that just kicks the lights out of a football, and you know, there would be no question that that guy down there would be your first teamer. He'll be a first round draft pick in the NFL. Wouldn't surprise me with the importance that kickers have in the game. I think Ian Fry did a great job. I think Henry Coley was deserving of some consideration for first team. That kid had a great season. You know, I think Eli started out like all ablaze, and still statistically, you know, he and Vallis and Collie are all in the top 10 defensively in terms of statistics. So, you know, those guys deserve some attention. Yeah, I think our offensive line did a great job. I think Coach Wach did an awesome job this year working with often, you know, makeshift line. But you know what, Frank? That is college football. That is what teams do. That is what good teams do. They recruit the kids that have the skills that they're looking for their offense. And I think that's a question as we move forward with our quarterback and our style and just sort of the philosophy of the offense. Hopefully we're recruiting more and more kids to come in there and fill that gap. But I think those guys did a great job this year.
All right. Well, David, we have got to jump to break, and I think you summed it up perfectly. We wish you well during the upcoming holiday season, and thank you for your support and contributions this fall. And maybe as we get close to spring football, we can bring you back and talk about hope springing eternal, right?
Well, no question there. And, you know, certainly UVA's got a lot of fun things going on right now with Coach Bennett and with the soccer teams, the men's and women's soccer teams. So hopefully Mike London will get sign, seal, and deliver another great recruiting class, and we'll see how that year of improvement carries forward.
Very good. Well, David, thank you so much.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. All right, we are going to jump to break here on Who's Talking. When we come back, we're going to get Harrison Strickler involved. Chris Sill is going to do the Olympic Sports Report a little early, and we're going to have some fun here. So stay with Who's Talking.